version of Michael Lateman's blog. September 14, 2013. The people of Israel and a biased court. Question: on the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, the properties of judgment, dinim, come to power. What are they? Answer: we want to bestow, but we are unable to. It's as if something holds us and doesn't let us. This something is a revelation of the properties of judgment, a restriction. We feel these properties when planning to do good deeds. Our bad actions, on the contrary, have no limits. We can be as wicked as we want. But with bestowal, it is a big problem for us. As soon as we become concerned with any selfless good deed, we immediately have doubts, calculations, conditions, and limits. We simply are incapable of sharing or giving away anything at all. That's what the properties of judgment are. Question: how can we be rid of these restrictions? After all, this is what people think about during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Answer: if the people of Israel would really want to remove these restraints, they would ask for deliverance of the forces that prevent them from committing good deeds and that prevent them from giving good and loving to their neighbors. If we cried about our inability to live in a state of a mutual guarantee, to maintain an atmosphere of brotherhood, and to love our friends, everything would be different today. However, the situation is what it is. Our people are rejected, hated, and surrounded by enemies on all sides. The whole world is against us and the accusations pour relentlessly from all sides. Other nations are pardoned, despite their heinous crimes that often don't even hit the headlines. But Israel is in the focus of a watchful eye, and even the tiniest faults provoke cries of outrage all over the world. Why is that so? If the people of Israel don't stick to true qualities of judgment, they get restricted. No appeals to justice will help them. For something that others would be lightly criticized, Israel will be blamed, prosecuted, and punished. Because this nation has a special mission and comparison to others is useless. And yet, people do not understand this. When they pray for something for the next year, they don't ask for bestowal, but rather request good earnings. That's why even bigger troubles will await us in the next year. We will face much tougher qualities of judgment that will be heavily aggravated by the time of Messiah that has already come, when we have to aspire to unity and mutual connection. Nature, the Creator, forces us to unite and demonstrate our unity to the entire world. However, in our prayers to the Creator, we ask Him to fill our personal pockets rather than our common vessel. We need money and power. For how long will it go on? If we desired to bestow but lacked this ability, we would feel internal restrictions, our own flaws that prevent us from giving. Then, we would receive the reforming light. The main prayer in Rosh Hashanah is to see the Creator on the throne. And yet, what is the Creator if not the quality of bestowal and love? Do we really elevate this property to sit on the throne? Of course not. We cherish different values. This process takes time, but we cannot wait any longer. We have to educate and enlighten people since the time has already come. So far, we do accept the Creator's requirements into our personal account. On the contrary, with each day we retreat from them more and more. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, September 4, 2013, Shemati number 122. Summing up the year. Our current material level doesn't let us naturally care about our friends as if they were our newly born children or our beloved. This means that we don't have this attitude to the Creator either. Even when we think about Him, we only envision Him as a source of our own fulfillment. And yet, it is directly opposite to what we all have to arrive to. In other words, there is an obvious problem. We realize that we don't have correct desires or thoughts and that our concerns are for our own sake, totally egoistic. We have to work a lot in order to begin needing the Creator's presence, His power, and to ask Him for assistance in establishing connection with the group. Together with our friends, we have to demand the presence of the Creator inside us. This will allow us to connect. Where can we acquire this need? To really start needing these things, we should appeal to the entire world, since we feel that it's the place to which we can apply our energy. Not everybody agrees with it. Some people doubt whether they should correct others or not. We don't owe them anything. They just don't understand why it is so essential. We should clearly understand that without turning to the entire world, we would not be able to self-correct. When we realize and accept the world's desire to be corrected, we won't have any other choice but to refer to the group and the Creator. The world's increasing pressure on us is in fact very good. We go out to the world and want to help them. Then in return, people begin addressing us. Thus, we all move correctly and truly along the path of the light and accelerate time, Aki Shena. If we don't appeal to the world on time, if we are late, the world will start pressing on us even more viciously. We will lose the chance to absorb the world's desires since we failed to approach the nations of the world and unite with them. All we do is try to avoid them. This explains why our appeal to the world is indispensable so that we can address our groups and the Creator and acquire this need. Accordingly, we can refer to the Creator and demand that He corrects us so that our changes can be further transferred to others through us. As elder brothers, we will get twice as much from it, and thus we will advance. Otherwise, our prayer will be always wrong. Even if we address the general public, our prayer will be low lishma, that is, not for the sake of the Creator, not about genuine bestowal. Everything we do so far corresponds to our current level. We wish we had a higher state, that's why we want to advance to spirituality, supposedly to bestowal, but at the same time we want to feel good. It is called low lishma, but the light impacts us and corrects us. All we need is to organize our work, in other words, to address the general public, our groups, and the Creator. Our prayer has to be collective and our ultimate objective should be to please the Creator. For that, we have to bring all our broken vessels to Him. This is why in our state and in our time, called by Balha Sulam, a time to act, in the month of Elul, right before the new year, that is, during our preparation to ascend to the next stage, in the course of the month that summarizes the entire year, we finally grasp what a correct request should be. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, September 4, 2013, Shemati number 122. Come to us for happiness. Question: is it possible while disseminating, instead of a message and the promise of solving problems, to send a message or promise of extra happiness for people who don't admit that they have problems, who are looking for new pleasures? The message: come to us for happiness. Answer: certainly. Therefore we go out to the people from the start, before the stick that is pushing them towards happiness reaches them. The entire problem is in this: we come to a person when he doesn't feel this stick, it is as if it doesn't exist, and we need to move him from a neutral state or a state of small happiness to a better state. This is our entire mission. From the Stockholm Convention, Joy in Unity, August 31, 2013, Lesson 3. A simulator for studying the truth. The shell, clipper, has a very important role. It shows us mistakes and the error itself. And in fact, we are actually never wrong but only see the mistake. With the shell we grow wiser, learn, and don't actually hurt or harm ourselves and our relations with the Creator. We only study it, like in a game, like performing an exercise in a simulator. This is all thanks to the system of Klipot that allows us to discover what is true and what is not, to work with it and study the outcomes of our actions, but all these actions are actually not real. The whole world of shells, the whole evil world, all of creation that seemingly doesn't belong to the Creator, was created precisely in order to teach us how to work with this half, how to understand and organize ourselves correctly for the second right and good half of creation. The shell takes this work upon itself, accompanies a person and teaches him. Therefore, we are nourished by the shells during the whole period of our study until we are ready for the spiritual world. Then we reach holiness. It says, the Creator has created them one opposite the other, the worlds of holiness opposite the worlds of impurity. If we don't go through the system of the shells and learn from it each time, we will not be able to move over to the right side that belongs to holiness. Once we reach holiness, we have to return to the side of the shells and learn, and practice like in a simulator in order to return to holiness from there. It's impossible to enter holiness if one is not ready. The shell prepares us for that, and the moment you attain the necessary state, it opens the door for you. Well, now you are ready, go. These two systems are one opposite the other, and there are many more systems of confusion and sophistication on the side of the shell that operate with regard to us. We don't need them later since we are incorporated in the system of the shell, and then on top of this system, we can make simple calculations and reach the simple light. But this is already after we are incorporated in all the complex systems of the shells. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 13, 2013, the Zohar.